I need the kids back up. Kids, come back up. Huh? Well, I'll show you. Now, what did I ask you to practice? Can I go on? Can you do that? Try it. Can you do it? Try it. That's it. Go. Can you do that? This is a training session. Come on. Can't tell when you're laughing? Oh, you got to know how to do this. Do this. Okay. I got a reason for you to. Six. I need one more. I need another horn player. Here. Come on. All right. Now, let's try this. Remember, this is where you got to. Oh, here comes our horn player. Come on. Come on. You ready? Come on. All right, can you go? All right, let's hear it. One more time. You ready? All right. You're the leader. You're now the leader.
Great.
What I want you to do, you took my horn. So you're the leader. And after yesterday and you pushing me out of the thing, I'm getting back. Okay. Now, in the book of Joshua, they're in the city. I'm going to have you do something in just a minute. So, in the book of Joshua, in the city, there is a... Don't blow any more, do I tell you? The city of Jericho's got these real high walls in it, right? And guess what? The people of Israel, they're in a new phase of their life. They've come out of the wilderness. Joshua has brought them along across the Jordan River, and when he brings them across the Jordan River, they're in a new phase of their life. God tells them that most of the people who had died or came across the Jordan have died. That was part of what God did. And part of the covenant when you became a Hebrew and God had all the Hebrews do what? Be circumcised. So now they come over the Jordan, and God tells them again, guess what? You're in a new country. We need to, all the men. When they recover from their time, there is also a time when, as they were coming across through the wilderness, God was feeding them with manna. Well, now God has stopped that. He says, you're going to start walking on your own. It's a time for you to grow up a little bit. And they start eating the grains from the countries that they're capturing as they go across. And their army gets to be really awesome. However, when they come to Jericho, it's one of those fortresses that are just huge walls. Just huge walls. And when they know they're not ever going to get through those walls. And they can't go around them because that leaves an enemy on your flank and in your country. So they know that that country, that Jericho, has got to fall. And God knows it. So God sends to Joshua a warrior. He is the commander of the army of heaven. He comes with a sword. And he says to them, says to Joshua, says, I am going to give Israel over, or I'm going to give Jericho over to you. But you got to do something. He says, rally the troops. Get them all together. Well, I'm not going to just do it for the heck of it. I want to rally the troops. So he then tells them, he says, here's what I want you to do. He says, every day I want you to take your trumpets And I want you to walk around the city of Jericho, and you'll be blowing your trumpets. Then on the seventh day, you're going to walk around the city of Jericho seven times. And when you get the word, you blow the trumpet as loud as you can and as long as you can, and you keep blowing. And when the trumpet blows, then all the people of Israel are to do what?
Shout.
And the walls will come tumbling down. Okay. Need them to march around the congregation seven times. Not blowing your trumpets, just marching. Okay, follow Mr. Jim. Now, in Jericho, there is a woman. Her name is Rahab. Rahab helped the leadership of Israel when they were spying out the country. Rahab was a prostitute, but she hid the spies of Israel. When time came for the wall to come down, they were told that she would be saved. So one of Joshua's commandments was to make sure that she gets saved when the walls come down. Now, you may not know this or not, but she is an ancestor of Jesus. Rahab, the prostitute, is in Jesus' genealogy. She is one of the few women who are mentioned in Jesus' genealogy because she turned to God and was saved. Now, how many times you gone around?
Three.
All right.
One.
I'm not counting. Now, why did God have the people of Israel walk around? Why do you think they had them walk around the city of Israel, of Jericho? Do you think it was to show their power? Maybe show God's power. You know, the angel of the Lord with his sword being commander of the army of Israel, or I'm sorry, I'm getting confused. I'm watching the kids walk around. Are you all having problems dealing with that? No? Yeah, maybe. This will be seven this time. This is number five. The kids are counting. Now you can imagine what it was like to be in the city of Jericho with all the army marching around it. You know? They were marching around with swords and shields, though, and they were tough. And they had gotten the word that Israel totally destroyed the people who were before them and that God had given them into their hands. So they're a little worried. But they think they're safe in their walled city. Do you feel safe? Are you feeling a little nervous? Yeah, I might be feeling a little nervous too. This is what?
Six. One more time,
okay. And remember, when the horns blow, what are you supposed to do?
Shout.
Supposed to do? Shout. I'm getting dizzy watching. All right, hey, you're supposed to be quiet when you're walking around. Be quiet. And when I give you the cue, you're supposed to blow the horns and keep them blowing until I tell you to stop.
Okay?
Ready, set, blow! And they all went, oh! Oh! Come on, shout! Oh! All right. do? I'm going to collect the horns. But guess what? After church, you can come and get one. And you can take it home with you, okay? Because I want your parents to be happy. But not during church, not while church school's going on. So if you're going to go home and not go to Sunday school, come and get your balloon. Okay, thanks, guys. Have a seat. Huh? My phone is off at 3 a.m. You can't call me. God had all the people follow around and blow the horns and march around the city. Now, the warrior angel of the Lord could have smite the city himself. He could have knocked down the walls and captured the city. But that is not God's way. He could have, just the same as he could have smitten Pharaoh when they came out of Egypt and destroyed them and just had the city people come out. But that wasn't God's way. God's way was to call the people to witness what he was going to do. And when they came and they blew the trumpets, the walls came tumbling down. And they were told, as soon as the walls start coming down, you are to rush, not walk or stroll, you are to rush into the city. Now, unfortunately, or we think it kind of sad, they were told to kill everything in the city and take nothing. You were to take absolutely nothing. You were to lay that city waste. It was not to be ever built again. It was to be destroyed. The Israelites didn't listen. They took stuff, and they got in trouble, and God punished them. The whole thing is that God had already given them the city before they even walked around it. God had already marked that city and said, it's going to go, and you're not going to have to fear these people, even before they walked around it. Just like Jesus said, you don't have to fear death. It's already been defeated. The battle is done. The battle is done. But we are to be witnesses of that battle. Just as the Israelites walked around Jericho and sounded the trumpets, so are we to walk around the walls that keep people out of and separate us from God and sound the trumpets and knock those walls down so that they all are welcome. We started it yesterday out there in the community. People were amazed that the church was out there in the community doing something, being welcoming. And you know what they were really amazed at? Some of them told me, you're not charging anything for this. You're giving away hot dogs and face paints and all this other stuff, and there's no charge. You're just giving it back to the community. Well, yeah. Yeah. Because we want to witness and say that this, not only is this church alive, but Christ is alive. Christ is alive. We need to blow our trumpets, and we need to get the walls to break down. I shudder to think what would happen if the walls of our congregation went down, you know? And the walls came tumbling down. And we'd have to be a congregation out in the world for everybody to see. But that's exactly what God wanted the Israelites to see. That he's the one in charge. And that's what God wants us to see. That God is in charge. And that walls are no match for God's power and no match for God's love. The way we break down our walls today is by sharing the love and the grace of God. We shouldn't be building walls to keep people separate, but knocking down the walls that keep people out. Well, how's the song? Joshua fought the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fought the battle of Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down. We're going to fight the battle there in Strongsville, Strongsville, Strongsville. We're going to fight the battle in Strongsville, and the walls come tumbling down. God's blessings. Amen.